It's a pleasure to be here and to share a message in the gospel with you all. Happy New Year and Feliz Año Nuevo to those who are Spanish speaking. I hope I said that right. Can we open our Bibles, please, and read a verse from the book of Hebrews? Hebrews chapter 2. Hebrews chapter 2, please. Way in the back of the Bible. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 3. And I'm reading just for a small expression, so we won't even read the whole verse. It says, "How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation?" And I just want to focus on the three words, "so great salvation." A couple years ago, I was enjoying this simple phrase, "so great salvation." What is it about salvation that makes it so great? And here, the Apostle Paul says to the believers, this salvation is something that is so great. And I want to go through that, and I want to list some points before you this afternoon about salvation and about why it is so great. Why can the Apostle Paul say, this is something that is amazing? And in this new year, 2017, it would be great if you can understand salvation and realize your sins forgiven, trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and realize, come into the benefit of this so great salvation. But first, before I do that, I want to make sure we're all on the same page and really define for you what salvation really is. Salvation, to put it simply, is to know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, to have had a moment in time when you have repented of your sins and you have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that he died for you upon the cross of Calvary, and that you know for sure your sins are forgiven because of what he has done, and that you know you have a home in heaven. Now, we're speaking about salvation here, and I want to speak about the great things about salvation. I want to use a bit of a funny analogy to do it. A bit of an awkward analogy, but it works. And I want to compare salvation with something else that I love very much, and that's coupons. Coupons. I love using coupons. If you know me, and Matthew can testify to that I know where all the deals are. I love to search up coupons, and I love it when I get a great deal. So I'm going to make a few analogies between salvation and coupons, and I want to start by telling you a story. Story has doesn't have to do with me. It has to do with my aunt. And she, like me, she loves coupons too. She especially likes getting the Sunday newspaper. Because I don't know if you have it here in LA, but on Sundays, what they do is they stick a bunch of flyers in the local newspaper. And I see you nodding your head, so obviously you know what that means. And what she does all the time is that she would go through those flyers and look for all the coupons, because that's when she gets all of her deals. And but there's only a problem. There's one problem, though. Okay, she doesn't know any English. But she knows one word. Can you guess what that word is? It's free. It's free. And every time she would go through the flyers, she would find the coupons, and she would see this word, and whatever it is, and she would mark this out, cut out the coupon, and she would set it aside for her daughter, my cousin, to come home and explain to her what this free coupon is all about. Tell me. And if it's the first thing I want to tell you about salvation, why it's so great, it's because it's free. Christ, I can tell you tonight that, or this afternoon, that the Lord Jesus Christ did all the work on the cross of Calvary. He did everything he could ever do to secure for you salvation. The offer of salvation we give you, we tell you about from the Bible, is absolutely free. We tell you there's no work you need to be due. The Lord Jesus Christ did it all upon the cross of Calvary. He took the burden of our sins. And all we need to do is turn to him for salvation. And he offers it to us freely, without charge. And that's the first thing I want to tell you about why salvation is so great. Second thing about salvation and why it's so great is just McDonald's. Well, McDonald's sometimes has this deal, free coffee. they probably do it here in the U.S. as well. And in their signs, I notice it a lot of the times, they not only say free coffee, but they'll put underneath it the simple phrase, no purchase necessary. Yes. You know what that means, because you know that if you go to McDonald's and you go to the coffee, the clerk, and you say, can I have a free cup of coffee? She'll just give it to you. You don't need to buy anything. Because there's another store in my area, they would do the same thing. They would put out a big, massive sign, and it says, free $25 gift card. And then they would put underneath it, with $250 purchase. I'm like, well, that's not really free. That's... And here we are, we tell you salvation is free. And maybe you're sitting there and you're thinking, you know, what's the catch? What is the condition that I need to be saved? Is there some hidden string? Is there some prerequisite or co-requisite or hidden requirement that I need to know about? And I can tell you, listen, it's no purchase necessary. There's no conditions to our salvation. You could live your life up to this moment in sin, not giving a care in the world about God. And if you right now in your seat come and repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, you can have your sins forgiven. God is always ready and willing to save you. The message of salvation, there's no strings attached. When we say it's free, we really mean it's free. When we tell you Christ paid the entire price of your sins upon the cross of Calvary with the authority of the Bible, we assure you that's true. Christ paid it all. It's absolutely 100% free. And if you are willing, you can come to God at this moment. Trust Him for salvation and you will be saved. The other comparison I want to make, third one, is that on a coupon you'll also notice, if you read the fine print, and I like to do that because I use it a lot. If you read the fine print, you'll read this phrase, valid at all participating locations. And there's a store that I go to a lot, Taco Del Mar. And they cheat on that phrase, and it's really annoying, because they'll say valid at all participating locations, but on the back of the coupon, it will only list two locations out of the 10. And I'm like, well, that's pointless, because every time I want to go to Taco Del Mar, the location that it's valid at is like half an hour away, and the one that's right in front of me says, sorry, we don't accept your coupon. But, you know, when it comes to the gospel, you know, I could say that it's valid at any location. You don't have to go anywhere. I've heard a story of people climbing up mountains, crawling on their knees to try to pray to God, to try to get saved. We don't tell people that in the gospel. We tell people you could be saved in your seat right now. You can be saved anywhere. God didn't limit salvation to a particular location. You don't have to go to the foothills of Calvary to beg God for salvation. You could do it right here in your seat right now. Isn't that wonderful? He doesn't limit us. He doesn't require us to go anywhere. He says salvation, He's made it readily available to wherever you are. It doesn't matter if you're in Antarctica or in the Arctic, you're in the jungle somewhere, you're in the popular city of Vancouver. It doesn't matter. You come to God and He'll save you. The other thing is, the other condition you sometimes read in coupons, number four, is it'll say another phrase. It'll say valid at any time. And I was having lunch with my brother one time at a Greek restaurant. And it was a lovely meal and everything. And I was going to present the coupon to the waitress. And I gave it to her. And she looks at it. And she looks back. I mean, she gives me back the coupon. She's like, sorry, it's not valid right now. And I'm like, well, what's the matter? What happened? And she says, yeah, so it's not valid on Saturdays, Sundays, and statutory holidays. And I'm like, are you serious? And I turned to her, I'm like, well, this is a Monday. But she says, no, it's a holiday Monday. So I'm like, oh, no. You know, but when it comes to the gospel, God doesn't put a time limit on your salvation. You can get saved at any time. If you come to God, whether it be morning, afternoon, evening, midnight, in the early hours of the morning, it doesn't matter. It's almost as if valid at any time, any location, the God of heaven is just on the edge of his throne waiting for anybody to come to him so that he can offer them salvation, so that can be saved. Never will you ever call to God in prayer, "Lord, save me," and you'll hear a reply, "Sorry, our offices are only open Monday to Friday, 8 to 5. Or anything like that. The Lord has made salvation so readily available, you know, so easy, so free, that if you don't get this salvation, you're going to be missing out on something that is so great. The other thing you'll notice on a coupon, on a lot of coupons, is this. On the corner of the coupon, or somewhere, or rather, it'll have a value attached to it. A long time ago, I used to buy this coupon book called the Entertainment Book. I don't know. I think you have it in the U.S. Entertainment Book. And what they really like to do on the Entertainment Book as a marketing ploy is they'll put a value on it. They'll say it's worth over $50,000. Worth over $50,000. Yet they sell the book for like $50. $50. They'll say it's worth over $50,000, but we're giving it to you for $50. But you know why it's like that? Because a coupon, unless you redeem it, is useless. Unless you redeem the coupon, it's worthless. And here is salvation. And I can tell you that salvation is worth a lot. I mean, how much is it worth to you to spend an eternity in heaven, to be saved from hell and spend an eternity in heaven? Even if you just attribute, if you would pay one penny a day to be in heaven for all of eternity, that's still an infinite amount. How much is that worth? What is the value of that salvation? To be in heaven forever, for all eternity. What value is that? But you know what? That value is worth nothing to you if you're not saved. It's worth nothing. You know, it might as well be trash to you. If you're not saved, if you don't have a time in your life when you came to the Lord Jesus for salvation, no matter how great this salvation is, it's worthless to you. You must turn and repent and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ to come into the good of salvation. Just like that coupon, you have to redeem it to get the value out of it. You got to redeem it. The other one you'll notice is that it'll say in the coupon, and I can't remember how exactly it says it, but it says subject to change without notice. That's how it goes. I think that's right. Subject to change without notice. And you know that they put that in there because in case something comes up, the business person wants to be able to refuse the deal. It's an out clause for them. But when it comes to the gospel, we don't have that clause. We don't have subject to change without notice. This Bible, this gospel has been unchanging for the last 2,000 years. And even before that, people in the Old Testament were saved in the same way, by faith. And today we preach the same gospel that the Apostle Paul preached, that the Lord Jesus died to relay to his disciples. We preach Christ crucified. And we tell people that their sins can be forgiven, just like the apostles back then that preached Christ crucified. We tell it the exact same. We have the same gospel, and it's an unchanging gospel, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that how he was buried, and that how he rose again the third day, and that if you come to him, you can be saved. That's the same gospel. It's been the same for the last 2,000 years. Christ is our Savior. And in Hebrews it says, Jesus is the same today, or yesterday, today, and forevermore. And for all of eternity, the gospel will be the same. Your salvation will be the same. Never 100 years from now, will someone come to you in heaven and say, sorry, your salvation is no longer valid. We changed the conditions. Never. You will always be saved. And for all of eternity, you can be in heaven if you come to know the Lord Jesus as your Savior today. That's the great thing about salvation. It's an eternal salvation, not subject to change. Last thing I want to mention to you about this, last analogy I want to bring before you is this. Every coupon I know of has an expiry date. You got to keep your eye out for the expiry date. Any great deal, sometimes they'll even tell you and they'll give you a warning that says limited time only. Limited time only. There's an expiry date. And there's a store that a gas station that I used to go to all the time. And it gives you this coupons called Superbucks. But the problem is they give you like ridiculously short expiry dates, like 3 or 4 months or anything like that. And when you fill up gas, they give you a couple bucks to use. But you know, I never get enough money to collect enough to use it. So it always happens that whenever I collect enough to go to the store to buy something with the coupons, a few of them expire. It's so annoying. Expiry dates. You know, the gospel message also has an expiry date. The Bible tells us clearly, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Why? Because we never know when we're going to lose our opportunity. The Bible says, if the Lord Jesus comes again, your opportunity is gone. And he can come at any time. The Bible says, if you pass from death or life to death, you pass away, gone. That deal's no longer valid for you. So here's this great deal before you. And the Bible says you could lose it at any moment. At any moment, the Lord could come. At any moment, you could pass away. And you would lose on this great salvation, this so great salvation. And so it tells us, now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Be saved now. Don't wait. You have this great deal. God is offering you forgiveness of your sins and an eternity in heaven, and it's valid right now. You need to redeem it. And I can tell you right now, and I want to encourage you, you got to redeem this deal, because if you don't, you'll regret it for the rest of your life. I redeemed this deal at a young age of 15, and I've never regretted it, and I've been enjoying it ever since, and I pray that you will do the same. Don't miss out on this deal, this great salvation that God has provided us. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent of your sins and be saved even today. May the Lord bless his word to you. We'll close in prayer. Our God and Heavenly Father, we thank thee for thy Son, the Lord Jesus. Thank thee for his work upon the cross of Calvary that brought us this great salvation. We pray that everyone here would come to know the Lord Jesus, would accept this great offer of salvation that thou hast provided for us. Pray that each one here would accept it. And we ask thee for blessing in the Sunday school afterwards as well. In thy Son's name we pray. Amen.